Here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 17th of December, 2011. It was on this date, 1790, the Aztec calendar stone was discovered in Mexico City. In an excavation in the city's central square, a stone 12 feet across, weighed 24 tons, center of the stone, depicting a god, perhaps the sun god or the earth god, holding a human heart in each hand. It may have been a monument, it may have been a sacrificial altar, since the sun god required a periodic tribute of human blood to keep rising and setting. The Spaniards buried it in the square as a gesture of contempt after they defeated the Aztecs in 1521. After it was dug up, the stone was embedded in the wall of the Catholic Cathedral, remained there for nearly a century until it was moved to the Museum of Archaeology and History in 1885. It was on this date, 1969, the U.S. government officially closed Project Blue Book, the latest in a series of Air Force projects studying unidentified flying objects. A previous study, Project Sign, concluded that UFOs were real and were quite possibly extraterrestrial in origin. But the purpose of Project Blue Book was to debunk all UFO sightings and to ridicule the very idea. The first episode of The Simpsons aired on this day, 1989, created by Matt Groening. The first Simpsons cartoons aired as short segments on the Tracy Ullman Show back in 1987, and he was asked to develop a 30-minute show. The first episode, a Christmas special, and then the show began its regular run in January 1990. Though it took a while to build an audience, the show eventually helped the Fox network gain a toehold against ABC, NBC, and CBS. Matt Groening described the characters, the Simpsons, as creatures of consumption and envy, laziness and opportunity, stubbornness and redemption, just like the rest of us, only exaggerated. Here's a poem for today by Michael Collier, entitled Robert Wilson. Though he is dead now, and his miracle will do us no good, I must remind myself of what he gave plainly and without guile to all of us on the crumbling, flood-gutted bank of the Verde River as we watched him, the fat boy, the last one to cross, ford the violent shallows, and how we provided him the occasion for his grace, tying his black tennis shoes to a bamboo fishing pole and dangling them like a simple bait out of reach, jerking them higher each time he rose from his terrified crouch in the middle of the shin-high rapids churning beneath him like an anger he never expressed. And yet, what moved us was not his earnestness in trying to retrieve his shoes, nor his willingness to be the butt of our jokes. What moved us was how the sun struck the gold attendant star pinned on the pocket flap of his uniform as he fell headfirst into the water and split his face, a gash he quickly hid with his hands, though blood leaked through his fingers as he stood straight in the river and walked deftly toward us out of the water to his shoes that lay abandoned at our feet. Robert Wilson, a poem by Michael Collier, from The Neighbor, published by the University of Chicago Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can follow them on Twitter at @PoetryFound. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.